You're listening to the All Systems Go podcast, the show that teaches you everything you need to know to put your business on autopilot. Learn how to deploy automated marketing and sales systems in your business the right way with your host, the professor of automation himself and founder of Automation Bridge, Chris Davis.
Welcome to the All Systems Go podcast. I'm your host, Chris L. Davis, founder of Automation Bridge, an online publication for small business automation. In this episode, I want to discuss the topic. It may be a bit jarring for some. It's what I call addict marketing. Okay. And it's what happens when all you do is look for the quick fix and focus solely on tactics to generate money right now. And it's a deadly game, just like in person. Becoming an addict of drug abuse can be deadly. Becoming an addict of immediate results in business can be very, very devastating and deadly. And we're going to discuss how and why this is in this episode. But before we get started, if this is your first time listening to the podcast, do me a favor. Listen to this episode in its entirety. Once you have finished listening to this episode, leave me a 5-star rating and review, a sincere 5-star rating and review. I want to thank everybody who's left a rating and review. It is greatly appreciated and does not go unseen and unappreciated. So do me a favor, listen to this. If this is your first time, for all of you, make sure you're subscribed to this podcast. We're in Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts. We're in Spotify, Stitcher Radio, Podbean, any and every podcasting application that you can use to download podcasts. The All Systems Go podcast is there. I just want to highlight Fins and Canes. They just left a review, a 5-star rating and review entitled "Wow!" exclamation. I have gained so much insight from just one episode that I had to write a 5-star review. Thank you for that. Chris even shared a free tool in that episode, which I have already put to work in my business, and it is awesome. Fins and Canes, you are very welcome. Thank you for taking the time to leave that 5-star rating and review. And those of you who are listening and haven't done so, I look forward to you doing the same. All right. So what is addict marketing? Of course, this is another term I've created, but it's the process of getting addicted to marketing efforts that give you immediate, short-lived satisfaction. Do you see where the word addict comes from? It's like getting a quick high because something that was built for you or you did and it was built out for you and it generated some results. And in most cases, it actually produced some revenue. But it was short lived without dishing out some more cash for implementation. And by the way, I'm not talking about ads, folks. My experienced marketers, maybe that's where your mind went, like, oh, is he talking about advertising? No, I understand the cost and the ongoing cost of advertising, right? For some of you, you know, perhaps you need to be thinking of how do I bring this advertising in-house and lower my costs? Because most of the time you're paying a monthly fee as well as a rev share fee, as well as the ad spend fee. So it could be very expensive, but I'm not necessarily talking about that. I just want to free you all if that's where your mind went. I'm talking about just hiring to get something done right now because you have diagnosed yourself based on your addiction to getting immediate results. And it's unfair, but what happens is this. Right. You hire somebody. You see a new strategy or tactic out there. And you say, hey, we need to do that. You don't have the capacity to do it internally, or the people that are internal telling you, hey, don't do that. We need to do this first. You don't listen to them. So you go hire an implementer consultant. They come in and they do the work and you get a quick fix. Right. It works for the moment. Remember in my previous podcast, don't be fooled by that immediate surge of results. Right? Because honestly, what you're really doing is you're avoiding the real work that needs to be done. And you just want to make money right now. And before you know it, you look up, you've gone through five web developers. The back end of your website is just one plugin update from crashing. You've got multiple technologies that do the exact same thing because every implementer brought their own tools. Hey, I know you use lead pages, but we use ClickFunnels. Hey, I know you like to use MailChimp, but we actually use HubSpot. Hey, I know you. And before you know it, your data is all over the place. The back end of your tools is just a mess. All through this process of getting addicted to that initial surge, that initial high. I call it a freelance fix. You're looking for a freelancer to get that fix. You might as well be scratching your arm. Hey, man, you got that funnel. You know what I'm saying? This is real. I say it in jest, but this is real. You might as well be doing this when you're on Upwork and Fiverr and all that. You're just scratching. Hey, man, I need that funnel. Anything for that funnel, right? But here's what happens. You come down from your high. And now you have to face reality, just like any other addict, that those implementers, like drugs, were able to mask what you really needed by giving you immediate gratification. And it's not their fault. It's not their fault. Could they have spoke up and blew the whistle sooner? Should they have? Probably. That's what I teach them to do. But if they didn't, it's still on you to own that, business owner. And remember, after that immediate gratification, there still is and always will be work to do to keep afloat what you saw in that initial surge. Right. So if we're looking at, you know, a pulse, right, you look at a pulse and it bounces up and then it comes back down. Well, it should never, in business, you should never come back down to the previous state. Right. After that pulse goes up. Where it comes down is going to be determined by the structure you have in place. OK, and I'm going to talk about that in a second, because I have to be honest, I've been seeing this trend often. I just haven't been able to put words to it. Right. And explain it until I recently spoke to a fellow engineer turned entrepreneur. And I was just talking about it and I was like, oh, there it is. The words. I've got to capture this in a podcast. So many businesses are in a place where they could hire they could keep hiring implementers, and they have hired implementers, but the results were short lived. And two things happen is what I was able to realize. Right. So when I say they can, money is not the object. Right. Like, OK, what's your fee? I can pay you. And it's not that the implementers don't perform. It's just life after implementation leaves a lot to be desired. So two things happen. First is I was able to put words. I'm talking about two things happen after having this conversation. I was able to put words to exactly what they were experiencing, which is what you're going to hear today. And then second, I received clarity on exactly who I am in the marketplace and what people can really expect from me. And I don't know about you, but I recently was given a quote in the leadership training. It says, you're more defined by what you decline. Right. So what you say no to speaks more about who you are than what you accept. And as true as that is, I didn't limit it to that. It sent me down a path to really just take an introspective look at myself and how I've been operating. Who am I good for? Right. And the two are tied. So I say these two things as they're separate. They're really like one and the same. But let me start with who I am. So episode one, it gives you a good overview of that. If you've listened to the other episodes, you're starting to get a picture of who I am as a professional in the small business automation space, as a thought leader. You kind of get it right now. Right now I operate. With that in mind, I've taken a step back recently, just at my collective body of work, whether it be entrepreneur or as a leader within fast growing startups, what worked, what didn't, who I enjoyed working with, who I didn't, why, right? But more importantly, I was able to continuously produce longstanding results that seem to elude others. So I'm looking at all of that and this new dynamic in this conversation. I'm saying, what's coming out of here? And two words stuck out to me, everybody. Two words jumped out just like they were, you know, slapped me in the face. It's like, hey, here's who we are. You've been looking for us. And it's orderly execution. Not limited to, but most of the time focused on marketing. So what does that mean? Over the span of my professional career, a lot of times unintentionally, you know, more recently intentionally, but I've created order and structure for automation to permanently be executed. It's the foundation that automation lays on. And what happens is when you hire an implementer to provide that automation and there's no structure and foundation, it's short-lived, like I mentioned. It fades away. Okay. Now, this came with maturity because I started with automation in mind, right? Like I was the one that was just like, hey, look, let's just automate it. Hey, you want to do that? I can build a landing page. Oh, you need a scheduler. Then you need to connect your scheduler to a CRM. And if they don't show up, you'll send out emails. And if they do show up, you can send them to this page to pay. Right. Like I just wanted to execute. That was the young me. OK. But over time, I realized in order for that work, because it's valuable work, everybody, I don't want to diminish the work of the implementer. It is valuable work. But in order for it to be long lived, in order for it to last more than that moment, it needed a foundation. Okay. So I spent the latter part of my career creating and implementing such structure by way of order. Okay. Hey, look, this is what we need to do. Then. As linear as possible. We all know that business is very dynamic and you have to be able to break your linear structure and make room for dynamics, right? To be successful. But in that, I realized I'm really not the quick fix type person. I'm not the guy, right? You know, with that, hey, you don't bring me on board and then in 30 days you've made $5 million. That's not my aim. Has that happened? It has happened. It has happened. And I won't give a number, but I have been able to make millions of dollars for companies within months of working with them. Yes, but that's never my aim. You get what I'm saying? If you keep your target, if you have a target that you know how to hit in a particular way, sometimes when you hit that bullseye, it's a lot bigger. But I use the same approach for every business. So some businesses, they've taken 12 months. Some have taken two. But my approach is my approach. And that's when I realized I'm not the quick fix type person. You guys heard me in the automation ambulance. You're not calling up Chris. Hey, this thing is broken. Can you come in and help me fix it? That's just not me. Okay. I install automated systems in businesses and there's a process required to do so. Every step won't generate revenue right now, but it will allow you to never stop generating revenue. That's my approach. Steady and stable. Okay. Do any of you that have listened to my masterclass or attended my masterclass knows that stability is when business can pay for itself. Whatever that business needs to exist, it's generating. That's stability. I do not scale without stability. You will never see me skip that step. And a lot of you, that's what you do. You've got a hot product. You know, you can sell it. You don't go stable. You just go promoting it to the masses. It works. You're making all this money. And you'll soon learn that at some point you have to come back and put in that infrastructure. And the lack of willingness to do that is what's going to cause your business to fail. OK, so anyways, I'm saying all this to say this was illuminating for me because I'm like, look, that's what you're going to get with me. You have to buy into the process. It's not a long process. I've learned how to do this really fast, but it's where episode 19 came from, where I said stop executing and planning. I've had to learn how to plan and execute that plan quickly to build a solid foundation to allow automation to do its thing. Because remember, I love automation, everybody. And I love it. So I'm intimate with automation. I know its needs. It knows me. Right. So I know automation needs that structure and foundation. So I've dedicated my life as a professional in this space to make sure that I'm providing automation with everything that it needs. OK, so you don't get fast, immediate sales all the time from working with me or learning from me. It's not what I teach. Right. It takes time, but you commit to the process. When it starts raining, it won't stop. Some of you, you're like, yeah, it's raining. And then a couple weeks later, a month later, it's a drought season. And you've got your ebbs and flows in business. There's no way that you always stay on top, right? But with the proper foundation in place, I'll talk about what it is. But with that in place, you're able to mitigate and roll with the punches. OK, so most of my students within 12 months, not only have they achieved what they set out for, but many of them have expanded beyond what they initially thought without stress or strain. Right. And given this understanding, it helped me both diagnose and provide a real solution to the market a lot better. So, again, when I come into a business, I'm looking to lay the foundation and do some immediate things to help the business. Right. And I'll explain why in a minute. OK, so that was just I guess I wanted to be a bit transparent there and show you my self-discovery. Because I feel like it is one of the most valuable things you could do in business is always understand what you offer, how you offer it, and set those expectations. So when I say you're defined by what you decline, guess who I decline? Somebody coming up to me saying, hey, Chris, I need you to help me run ads yesterday because I have an upcoming event Friday. Can we make 15K in 3 days? Is that possible? Absolutely. Could I do it if I wanted to? Absolutely. Is that my mode of operation? Absolutely not. I'll refer to you somebody who is. Because again, it's your business. You run your business your way. Okay? But if you want longevity, what I've seen is this. And here's, let me add some color to this, right? So the first step is if you're committing to this process, you have to stop paying for implementation and start building out the structure for it. Okay. Because what you want to do is your business needs to be in a place where when you do bring on a freelancer or part-time or temporary help, that you can yield permanent ongoing results from that. Okay. You don't want that to be short-lived. That money is an investment. Think of it as an investment. So although the person leaves, maybe you hire them on, but the person is there, the work that they've done, plus your structure and foundation continue to produce results. So if you don't look at it like that, if it's just a cost, I know it shows as an expense, but mentally you need to be thinking, I'm investing in this consultant and the work that they're doing. I need to be able to capitalize on it so it will continue to pay me. Other than, you know, or the other side is when they leave, they take all of the work with them. I don't know how to execute it and I need to go search for another consultant. Right. So when you commit to this process, it's committing to building out the structure. Right. And you're also going to go through withdrawal. OK, because you've been trained for immediate results. Those highs, you've been trained like, look, I just need this fix. You've been shooting in the professional vein. You've been shooting revenue up the professional vein and it just feels good. You're going to go through withdrawal. It's going to be hard. You're going to be mad, maybe even grumpy at times. Maybe you need to take a few steps back and just let the consultant do their thing. Right. But you have to trust the process. I haven't seen it fail yet. Here's the thing. What would you like to risk your business on? A proven process that may take more time than you thought, or immediate gratification that may fail sooner than you thought? I haven't seen the two exist. Like, I haven't seen it to where you get the immediate gratification without some time of planning in lower results, right? Like, or I should say average results. I just haven't seen it to where you're always getting amazing results time and time and time again. I haven't seen that. If you have, let me know. But I just haven't seen that in business, right? So I've mentioned structure a few times. I don't want you to get lost and wonder what I'm talking about. Let me just explain what it entails. And the first is mapping various areas of your business. These are page flows, right? This is understanding the customer journey and the various paths. This should be very visual. Whatever tool you want to use, I tend to default to Lucidchart. I have friends that use Miro. That used to be real-time board. I have friends that use Google Presentations. I've used Google Presentations in the past to visualize this. I know people who swear by Funnelytics. You know, I tried it. I'm not sold on it, you know, but I know people who use it. It's my job. I need to know all these tools to know what to recommend, I should say. I mean, then I know a lot of people who have built just page flow type tools to help you visualize that the customer journey. And some of them you can even add metrics to them. Right. So you can start to see Google Analytics does that. Right. They've got a funnel option. I do not use the funnel option much in Google Analytics, just so you know. I'm the type of person, I like to build my dashboards custom. I'll export the data in an automated fashion to a spreadsheet and then do some formulas and create charts that way. Right. But that's not to say if you're looking for reporting software, I do have some recommendations. Maybe that's another episode, in fact. But your segment rules. This is interesting. We're still talking about mapping. How do you map out your segments? A lot of people don't realize you can map your segments outside of the tool before you buy a tool. And you should. And you should. And this is a living document that you should be updating frequently. What are my segments? My segments are defined by actions people can take or behaviors that I can monitor. Once they're in these segments, what are those actions? So when they do this action, they're in this segment. When they do another action, they're in another segment, right? And then what type of messaging does each segment receive and the frequency? Again, I know I mentioned this in a previous podcast, but I have an entire Airtable database that defines all of that. And what it does is it helps me understand when to send emails, when not to, when is there overlap, who's who, and who am I targeting, right? So that's segment rules, SOPs, standard operating procedures. Every time something is done once, it should be documented. You know that. You know that now. All my family of listeners know that, right? Everything that you do once that works, there should be a record of it. It better not exist in somebody's head alone. And then centralized data and document access. This is a new one, everybody. And this comes from, again, if you're the one installing order in structure, best believe you're getting documents, all types of angles. There's many ways of communication. So I'll give you an example. People may be sending files via email. Then in Slack, they may be uploading them. And then they may just be talking about them in passing in meetings. There has to be a central place where all of these documents reside. There has to be. Right. Just for your sanity, because guess what? They're going to ask you for it. Hey, Chris, can you send so and so that presentation we talked about in May about XYZ? And the last thing you want to do is be scouring your email. And people don't email right because the subject line oftentimes isn't descriptive of what's in the body. So you're typing the name of the presentation, but the subject line is something else. So it's not pulling. Right. Like you don't want that. So you're going to take on this organization and create a central place to easily access all of the documents. What I've used in the past has been like a spreadsheet or an Airtable. But I will tell you what, a new tool that I'm using that has been great, even for my business internally, is called Notion. It is really good with keeping everything centralized. When I do it for a company, I often don't give them access to it just because I don't want to introduce a new tool a lot of times. But I'll use that and they'll, hey, can you send this? It takes me a couple clicks and I got it here. Send it. Even for me, for the podcast, for all of my internal business stuff, easy to keep track of all of that. Right. So when I talk about mapping out, those are some of the tools that you could use. Some of them that I use. I'm not saying that maybe they'll work the same for you. I don't know your workflow. But those are some of the tools. OK, and this is the structure that will save your business many times over. And by save your business, not just money, just in time. You understand, I keep a database of every email that I send. If at any point I want to say, hey, let's go to that one email that we sent on Black Friday, not last year, the year before. Let's update that, modify this. I'm 2 to 3 clicks away. Can you say that about your business? your client's business, right? This is what I mean when I talk about the foundation. Because as marketers, what are we keeping on top of mind beyond results? We're always thinking about results, but what we're also keeping on top of mind is speed of execution. You may have heard it as speed of implementation. These are the things that keep your implementation fast and sharp, right? And I'll be honest with you, investors look for this stuff. Investors look for structure. They look for automation. They look for efficiency. And of course, they look for revenue. But they want to know how your business is structured and how it's operating. They're putting their money in this thing. So you might as well do it. Even if you don't plan on selling your business, you might as well do it because it's good practice. Now, the problem is that most consultants don't know how to do it. If they do know how to do it, they don't know how to do it quickly. And if they do, they don't know how to sell it, because sometimes these CEOs can be very stubborn and aggressive with how they want you to operate. So here's the key. If you find that, because you will find that often, a lot of times as you get results, your body of work will speak for itself. I'm speaking to consultants now. So I have a body of work that does speak for itself. So I don't have to do a lot of selling of my process. A lot of companies are bought into the process because they want the result. But you may not be there. So here's some things. Here's some keys to selling. You cannot expect for these activities to be the only thing. You better not come into a business and be like, hey, pay me all this money. I'm going to get your infrastructure in place. There are some businesses that will do that. You need a reputation and you need results to get that. Okay. Many consultants that I meet are not there. So you have to understand that all previous activities must remain in full operation as you build out the structure. Nothing can stop. Okay. You do not want to terrify the CEO or the executive level saying, hey, we need to pause on this while we build this out. You better not. Do you hear me, consultant? You better not. Again, is what I teach my students. You better not. Don't do it. Okay. So you have to learn how to build this new structure and optimize the existing processes. You have to do it. And I know it's quite a task, but it's what's needed. And you see now why it's not often done, because you have to know how to optimize the marketing that's in place, as well as lay the foundation for that to continue to operate and do it in a way that's not abrasive. Okay. You have to do it in a way that's not abrasive. So without it, the owner will refrain to just hiring freelancers for short-term help to get them to what I call a false finish line. They'll go back to that hit. They didn't throw that needle away. They just were willing to tuck it away in the drawer. But they're waiting. Hey, wait a minute. I had a bad month. Let me go get an injection. Hey, can you run these ads for me? I'll pay you $5,000. Can you run this ad? I just need you to run these ads, man. Right? They will revert. Okay. I know that may be a lot on you as a consultant, but listen, once you've done it the right way, they'll be free forever. Forever. I'm not exaggerating, for the lifetime of their business. Now, granted, this is a living effort. So you'll need to learn how to continue to do it as the business proceeds. But once you've done the brunt work of laying that foundation, adding to it is much easier, much easier. And if you're not sold, let me tell you what to expect. CEOs, let me tell you why you should give them the freedom to do this. Because with the correct structure and organization in place, here's what you'll get. You'll get better implementation at lower costs. Okay. You'll get faster execution. So that quick fix, you'll be able to get it. You a version of it. Maybe it won't be as fast. You know, the drugs go through the veins so quick, especially when you inject them. Not saying I know it from experience. Just read about it. Okay. Heard about it. All right. And you'll get a model of operation specific to your business. This is what I call a business fingerprint. They say no person has the same fingerprint on Earth, and there's billions of people on planet Earth. That's what you need in your business. Your business requires a specific model for how it should operate, and it will not look like anybody else's. It won't. But this is the work to get there. I'm telling you, other people's templates and funnels, they work. I am not saying they don't. Okay? Borrowing other people's copy, and it all works. The question is, for how long? And this is specific to your business. How long do you need it to work? Okay? So what if, or let me say, so if what you've used is no longer working, it worked at some time, and you've left a trail of consultants and freelancers in your path. If that's you, this is your next step. This is the missing piece. I'm telling you, you don't have to hire somebody. You heard it here first. This is your next step, because you need, with your foundation in place, you'll be able to capitalize and get permanent results from temporary help. The problem is, they do the implementation. The implementation has nowhere to stay. The automation doesn't have a home. So it goes off and fades off and, you know, doesn't stay within your company. Okay, it's how you maintain control and ensure your company stays in business as long as you need it to. Okay, I know it's not sexy. I know it. It's not exciting. I can't necessarily do a webinar on that and get people excited like, yeah, build my foundation today. You know, like, I know that resonates with a certain audience. So consultants, you need to learn how to do this. CEOs, you need to understand this is what needs to be done. Okay. So I know it's not sexy. It's, you're not going to be able to run an ad and say, hey, I built my foundation and I've been in business for 10 years and expect everybody to, you know, come out the woodwork like somebody says, hey, I just generated 1 million in 6 months. Let me show you how. That's just the nature. Mature business owners and savvy minds will. They'll see this and they'll say, hey, look, that's what we need. How do we get that? Okay, so consultants, be ready. Again, I have curriculum. I have programs that teach this. So you're not without training and aid. But if you know somebody that this is their next step, if listening to this, their name came up more than once, what are you waiting for? In fact, right now, just text them. You need to listen to this podcast. Wait for them to respond and say which one, and then send them the link to this episode. Okay, because it's their next step. All right. And if this is your first time listening, now is the time to subscribe and leave that 5-star rating and review. Okay, make sure you subscribe so you get every future episode released every Thursday, and leave a 5-star rating and review as a means of showing me appreciation and saying thank you. Small gesture goes a long way for me. Okay, all episodes and show notes will be available at automationbridge.com/podcast. And if you're looking to learn more about systematizing your business, I'd like to invite you to register for my upcoming masterclass that covers the fundamental systems every business needs in order to scale efficiently in any industry. Okay, that masterclass is found at automationbridge.com/systems. That's systems with an S. So until next time, automate responsibly, my friends.